With us is Andrew Callagher of JMI Wealth. Good morning to you, Andrew.
Yeah, morning, Heather.
All right, so the RBA, no surprise there at all?
Yeah, no surprise. Delivered as expected, no change to the policy rate, which is the equivalent of our official cash rate. So their rate's still at 4.35, tiny little bit higher than our rate at 4.25. What we really wanted to see, Heather, was whether the sort of recent data, most important, I guess, the weak growth number they had last week, had prompted any change in the stance of the RBA. Now, just to remind you, the GDP print 0.8% for the third quarter for Aussie last year, so 0.8 year on year. That was the weakest GDP print since 1991. But I thought this was pretty ironic, isn't it? They're in a panic about this plus 0.8%. Well, our GDP number is out on the 19th of December, a little pre-Christmas economic present for us sort of wonks. We would just love to see any number above zero, any number with a plus in front of it, but they're all sort of head up about the fact that it's low. Anyway, they've had a stock phrase in their recent announcements. They need to remain vigilant to the upside risks of inflation. Well, they've changed their tune. That sentence is gone. Some of the upside risks to inflation have eased. They're gaining confidence that the CPI is returning sustainably to target. It looks very much like the market has decided there's a dovish tilt to the statement. I think that's right. They've scrapped the wording that they weren't ruling anything in or out of policy. That's a veiled reference to upside risk. That's gone. Market reaction. Now, yesterday, Heather, I told you that that monetary policy change in China, that gave a bit of a mini boost to the New Zealand dollar and the Aussie dollar, because stronger China, stronger New Zealand, stronger Aussie. But this more dovish RBA has sent the Australian dollar the other way. Now, why we care about that, Heather, is drag the New Zealand dollar with it. Kiwi dollar, currently, as I'm looking at it, 0.5797 against the US. It's below 58 cents. We very rarely see the Kiwi dollar below 58 cents, bar a couple of COVID-related spikes that we saw it below there. So that is important. Obviously good for our exporters, but not so good for imported inflation, and no good if you're going on holiday. I've got a few overseas credit card bills. So, yep, that's the RBA.
Hey, speaking of cash and holidays and just generally spending stuff, do we actually want digital cash? Where do you sit on this?
Well, you answer me this question, Ed. Have you got any cash in you? Well, have you got a couple of fitties stuck away there just
in
case?
Andrew, yeah. Do you remember when we had that weird little blip where all the transactions went down recently?
You need cash.
Yeah, so I went and I drew out, I think, 300 and stuck it somewhere in the house. I'm not going to tell you where, but
probably
I've got
still
a little
there.
Bit. Yeah.
So a bit of context, bit of background here. Digital cash. The RBNZ is working on a digital cash proposal. That means those little fitties you got burning a hole in your wallet won't be needed. But turns out there's a few things that light our fires on this. And these are, one, we love cash. But two, we don't trust the government and we don't trust the RBNZ. Now, should we be surprised? Like, should I be surprised that we're doing this? I wasn't sure how to feel about this on this public consultation. Are you surprised that people don't trust the RBNZ and the government?
I think not really. Well, I think what it is that we trust the cold hard cash in our hands. Do you know what
I mean? We do.
Yeah, we just don't trust the numbers at the ATM.
I reckon we could blow up your text machine on this. Who loves cash out there? Who loves it? Anyway, let's get on to the serious stuff. The RBNZ called for public consultation on this. They've just released the results. It was the highest ever response to public consultation the RBNZ had. So they had 500 written submissions, 18,000 survey responses. It would appear that cash still plays a fundamental and important role in society, despite declining usage rates. Seems we are primarily worried about the privacy and security of a central bank payment method. Some of the issues include things like access to internet and this issue of perception of government control. That was the biggest concern. So the RBNZ, unsurprisingly, is going to go away and do a little bit more work on the costs, the risks, the benefits, and the designs.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how that plays out. All right, give us the numbers.
Dow Jones is down 2 points, so no move there. 44,395. The S&P 500 is exactly the same, 6052, and the Nasdaq is up 12 points, 19,750. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 0.86%, 8279. The Nikkei was up about 0.5%, 39,367. Shanghai Composite was up 20 points, 3422. The ASX 200 yesterday, they lost 30 points after the on the RBA day, 8,392 the close there. The NZX 50 lost 0.61%, 12,723 the close. As I said, Kiwi dollar under 58 cents, 0.5798 against the US, 0.9095 against the Aussie, 0.5516 euro, 0.4546 pounds, 88.17 Japanese yen, gold $2,689, and Brent crude $72.66.
Andrew, good to talk to you, mate. Enjoy the rest of your day. It's Andrew Callagher of JMI Wealth.